Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You know, the way you experience life, you don't experience life. You experience the life you focus on. And what you focus on is based on beliefs and values. Whatever you believe, you tend to see that. Close your eyes. Before I close your eyes, look around the room and see everything that's brown. Everything behind you, around you, clothing, anything on the walls, books, anything. And then say, close your eyes and tell me everything you saw that was red. People usually smile. They say a lot more brown than red. And I open their eyes and look for red. And guess what? They find plenty of red. Well, you get what you look for. So our beliefs, our values, our rules that determine whether we experience heaven or hell inside, they're all internal. So it's like we can't control the external world. We can influence it. We have total control of this internal world, but most of us don't know how. People change their beliefs. I don't tell them what to believe. They discover what's limiting them. They shift their values to what's more consistent with where they are. And instead of being pulled apart, like, you know, I want to make, you know, everybody happy and be honest simultaneously. I want to make $1 billion and sleep till noon. We help people resolve the inner conflicts, create a compelling future, and be in control of their own life. So you got to shift the way the body's being used, but then also you have to create a compelling future. This is the way I look at it. I look at it as five to thrive. Let me give you a little picture in your head. Think of a triangle, the first base of three things. The base of how you use your body affects your depression or your excitement. If someone's depressed or they're excited, they use the body differently. They breathe differently. They move differently. They speak differently. So you can make a biochemical change just by changing the body radically enough in the way you move. Second is what you focus on determines what you feel. If you're supposed to meet your husband or wife at 7 p.m. for dinner and you get there and they're not there, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, what do you feel? Well, some people go, I'm angry. Some people go, I'm worried. Well, it's only 7, you know? Well, let's say it's 7:30 and they've not shown up, they've not called, they've not texted. Well, now some people go, I'm really worried. I'm really pissed off. You know, it's 8:30, they haven't called. You know, I'm full, a woman tells me, right? I didn't wait for the bastard. But my point is, whether you're angry or whether you're worried, those are biochemical effects, but they're all based on what you focused on. If you were really angry, like they did it again, you know, they're probably screwing around with somebody else. If you imagine that in your mind, you're going to be upset. But if you were worried, you thought, what if they're in a car accident? And you're going to get a very different biochemical effect. But people have habits of what they focus on. And those habits become your biochemical habits as well. The human brain is a distortion, deletion, and generalization device. Your conscious mind can only handle so many things at once. You're not thinking about your clothing touching your skin or the sound of your heartbeat till I mention it. All those things I have to call your attention to because your brain is deleting most of what's going on so it's not overwhelmed consciously. So if you're really happy, you're deleting all the things that could piss you off or make you worried. If you're really worried, you're deleting all the things you could be grateful or happy about. So, and we tend to generalize our lives because we're cognitive misers. We don't want to think things through. So if you have strong physiology, strong focus, then the third piece is meaning is what creates emotion. Like if somebody says something and you go, they're disrespecting me or they're challenging me or they're coaching me or they're loving me. Well, whichever word you select for those sensations in your body, your biochemistry becomes. And so, you know, somebody might say, oh, you know, this happened to me because God's punishing me, or this happened to me because God's challenging me, or this problem's here because it's a gift from God, or someone else says it has nothing to do with God. It's the fact that I've been a lazy bastard, right? Whatever.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It is you do in your head. There is a biochemical effect. So there's the body, there's the focus, and there's language. Those three shape how you feel moment to moment. If you're excited right now, using your body, your focus, and your language in a different way than if you're pissed off, than if you're worried, etc. But then what makes you use these three once you understand them is you need what's called a compelling future. And it's got to be a compelling future about more than just getting by. That's not compelling, or surviving, or doing okay. You know, the secret to anyone who succeeded is they found something they care about more than themselves. Something that has meaning for them that they want to serve more than themselves. Because as human beings, if you get in your head, you're dead. Almost all of us can find something to be upset about. That's the nature of the mind. The mind is constantly dissecting things, separating, comparing. But when you look back and you take a look at somebody's life and you look at the totalitarian aspect of what am I here to serve? What am I here to give? What am I being called to for life? Those are the people that, you know, were in concentration camps and survived. You need something that gets you to move forward. And like, I feel so bad for the generation today, you know, Z generation millennials, because so many of them are now talking about not even having children because of the exaggeration of the problems. We've always had problems. I remember we were going to run out of oil, where the ozone was going to be destroyed in the 1970s, the cover of Time magazine. We've always had these challenges, and we've always learned to adapt to these challenges, whatever those challenges may be. But people today think these problems are forever, because we've had some times here that we've never had where we literally shut down the whole world and had people trapped in their homes. And that has an effect on people because they don't have a compelling future. So you have to develop a compelling future. And what allows you to do that finally is what's under this triangle. If there's a circle, think of a compelling future, and there's the power of identity. Identity is, who are you beyond the problem? There's something inside you that's bigger than anything that's ever happened to you, that ever could happen to you. And tapping in and finding that part of yourself is how you get someone to have sustained strength. You know, if I said, I want to learn Italian and you have the money and time and I dumped you in Rome and said, I'll see you in 90 days, 90 days from now with no teacher, you'll speak fluently because you're in it, speaking it, breathing it. A belief is a poor substitute for an experience. So you can tell somebody something and they can nod their head and cognitively understand it. That's very different than the visceral experience of getting it in your body where it starts happening automatically. People only change in an altered state. Now, most people, you know, think, you know, hypnosis is something that people do to them. Most people are living in a hypnotized state. You know, if you watch somebody, you ever drive in your car and then something catches your attention, you kind of focus on it for a while, and then all of a sudden you go, well, you were in a trance. Or you go to a hotel and somebody pushes the elevator and it's already lit up and they push the button. They're just in a trance. They're just going through the automatic motions. For most people, about 48% of what they do, science says, every day, is automated. So they're not really thinking clearly. They're not open to what's really possible. So you need immersion. And so does it require hunger? Yes, but hunger can be awakened. Somebody can have no hunger, I have no interest, but then they see something that really excites them, or they go through a painful enough moment, or they get an environment where they see what's possible. It's like when people talk about self-esteem, I hate the term, it's so overused, but self-esteem does not come from what other people say to you. Someone can tell you your whole life you're beautiful, you're strong, you're smart, and you cannot trust yourself or not think so. Someone can tell you you're a piece of crap and you go, I'll show you. And some part of you grows as a result. So it has nothing to do with what people say to us. Self-esteem is earned by yourself for yourself. It comes from doing something that's incredibly difficult and no one else knows it. You know it. And that's why you have esteem for yourself. Everything is conditioning. So the habits you have, the way you think, the way you feel, the way you perceive life is conditioning. Any condition pattern can be changed with new conditioning, and it doesn't take as long if you know what you're doing. You know, they did research at UC Irvine years ago, and I don't support this research, but this is what they did. They take a monkey and they take down four of his fingers, and then they just bend his finger manually 10,000 times. So if you do this right now, if the people at home say, if they say, well, your finger, how'd you do that? They go, oh, no, I just thought it. Well, when they untape the monkey's finger, guess what? He does this for no good reason. It's conditioned. Imagine every time you bend the finger, you're putting a thread of connection between neurons, nerve cells in the brain. It's not fancy. Just think of nerve cells. Do it again, two strings. 10,000 times, you're wired, right? Well, some people are going on the way to work every day, and they get off on the same on-ramp, but one day they're on the phone, and they don't need to go that off-ramp, and they get off on it automatically, right? They're like a monkey. They've been trained. But what UC Irvine found is they could interrupt this pattern, and they could create a new pattern, and it didn't take 10,000 bends to do it if they stimulated the pleasure center of the brain. If they stimulated the pleasure center while they bent the finger, they got like 100 strings of connection. So 24 of these produce what they used to get from 10,000. So I use that principle in what I do. That's why people enjoy it so much. It's not a pain-driven experience. It's a pleasure-driven experience. Because, listen, your brain's going to avoid pain any way it can, and it's going to move towards pleasure. Well, if I can get you to link pleasure to what you need to do so it doesn't take willpower, look, willpower never lasts. I got a lot of willpower. I know you do, too. But there's a limit to willpower. There's no limit to when you link pleasure to something, how far your body, mind, and soul will push towards it. So it's really changing what you link pain and pleasure to that creates lasting change.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.